This is Dairy Radio Now.
I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside with FeedWorks USA. Hey, we're with Trent Luce here at the Northeast Agribusiness and Feed Alliance. Trent, you just got done giving a great keynote speech, and I suspect that giving those keynote speeches is really a pleasure for you.
No, actually, John, I did that earlier. What I just got done doing is recognizing you because you were recognized for the Distinguished Service Award at the 2024 Northeast Agribusiness and Feed Alliance meeting. I don't remember agribusiness being in there before, but it doesn't matter. Congratulations to you for being recognized for the effort that you've put into developing young people and bringing the word of agriculture to the forefront.
I appreciate it very much, Trent. But let's just talk a little bit about you. You're a farmer first and foremost, but you take that farming background and you bring a message out to the marketplace. So special.
It's not a difficult message. It's just common sense. It's the basic things that my grandfather knew his entire life and passed on to me. The funny thing about my grandfather, born in 1918, Calvin J. Luce did not go past eighth grade because he had to go home and help his father on the farm. And in today's world, the basic things that my grandfather knew with an eighth grade education, people have lost sight of. And domestic food, domestic fuel is vital for the health of our nation. And it seems like we've been overlooking that. And for many years, John, I was telling this story and telling people we need to be better advocates. And I think people thought, well, yeah, that's fine, but we don't have time for that. All of a sudden now, everybody recognizes you better make time, because now that I heard the statement here, the hill of regulation is getting pretty steep and slick. We have to climb the hill.
Trent, I don't want to discount this too much, but basically you're saying, you know, we do have to get the science right. We do have to get down in the weeds of the science, but we also have to have that 30,000-foot view of common sense when we're really talking about this, and we need to be able to communicate with people on that level as well.
Well, the topic that I've spent most time on common sense, is basic plant food. We've been convinced that greenhouse gases are something negative, when in fact every greenhouse gas they talk about is responsible for accelerated plant growth. We have to correct that message. You know, something that's even closer to your and my heart is whole milk. We've restricted our kids from having access to whole milk in the school system and put them on a path of starvation and depredation. And we were one vote away from getting this fixed, where this is a choice back right in the school system. It's not rocket science to see that whole milk improves body function, improves brain function, and it makes kids leaner. We've demonized fat, John, incorrectly.
And we got to thank, in large part, Congressman G.T. Thompson of Pennsylvania, who really championed that in the House.
He did champion that in the House, and we had a Senate member that from a very good dairy state that shot it down and didn't let it happen. It's not dead. And you know who we really got engaged in the fight through this process? And they are the people that always make the difference. It's the mama bears.
Yeah.
It's the mama bears of this nation that said, no, you're not going to teach my kids that filth in school. And by the way, you're going to feed my kid right in school or they're not going to be in school.
Let's shift a little bit and go to this FFA. We had the state officers here and just comment about how great it is to be exposed to these young people and just listen to their voices.
I, for a long time, have said, if you're feeling a little down on where you're at in life, just find the local FFA chapter and go to one of their regular meetings, or you go to their chapter banquet, or go to a state convention or the national convention. What exists with these kids in terms of their sheer brilliance and their innovation and their ability to think through things and how that inspires me is just incredible. I'm a bit biased because I was proud to be an American farmer in 1987.
Awesome.
Recognized in Kansas City before it left Kansas City. And we have three daughters that all were proud parts and chapter presidents within the FFA. So I got to experience that firsthand on how important creating those opportunities are. But John, I should have probably made this point in my little presentation. The FFA is the opportunity. But if that FFA chapter doesn't have a good advisor, if the state doesn't have a good system or a good culture, it's not going to do it for the kids. Right. So you have to be engaged to create that opportunity, and it's still dependent upon the most important thing God put on this earth, human beings. And humans must create the culture.
It's all getting the right people in the right places, working together.
People that want to be like John Clark and just do it for the cause because they have a passion for creating opportunities for people. That's what it takes.
Trent Luce, thank you so much for being with us today.
I can't wait till I see you again. I mean, I'm not rushing you off or anything, John, but we'll be at another meeting somewhere soon.
I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for FeedWorks USA.